It's past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, and every Friday we chat with the lovely Lindy Elms about wildlife rescue. It's her passion, her calling, and she does it really well. And with you today, welcome firstly, Lindy. Lovely to have you on board. You've brought a guest with you.
Yes, this is Clint. Clint is the CEO from Crow, and he's here to tell us a little bit about how Crow has been in the area and what they do and World Wildlife, I think we're speaking about today.
Well, that's going to be just wonderful. But before we go there, I want to congratulate you particularly for a wonderful quiz night on Tuesday. You organized it brilliantly. It was a lovely venue. And thanks to Beechwood Hotel for hosting it, because they helped you to raise quite a lot of money.
Yes, they did. They were very helpful. And it was, as you say, a lot of a very nice event. The venue was lovely and a great fun. It all worked out well.
It did indeed, and I was very happy to be there. You should have been there.
I know, I'm so bummed that I wasn't there.
We could have used your input, because there were certain questions there that definitely needed your very sharp intellect. But however, we managed. We managed to come in at the top of the tree.
Yeah, so you didn't need any assistance.
But I'm just being kind. So welcome to you, Clint, and Crow does remarkable. You've been in the area for a long time.
Yes, Dave, thank you. Good morning to your listeners as well. Crow is South Africa's oldest wildlife rehabilitation centre. So we're celebrating our 45th anniversary this year. And it stands for the Centre for Rehabilitation of Wildlife. And we rescue, rehabilitate and release all indigenous wildlife throughout KwaZulu-Natal. So we cover the whole of KwaZulu-Natal. And we rescue between 3,000 and 4,000 indigenous wildlife every year, and they all then, once recovered, are released back into the wild where they belong.
Wow! And so there it answers the question I was going to ask you, to say, does it make a difference? And of course, at that sort of level, it's making a huge difference. I mean, it's obvious that habitat is being lost, but I also see it's a funny trend. If you look at the Greater Ballito area, lots of development has taken place, but a lot of that development has preserved certain green belts and in many instances encouraged the planting of indigenous trees and bushes and plants that is the food items for certain creatures that depend on them. And in a sense, it's almost turned back the monocultural desert that was the sugarcane and created habitat. So, it seems like, well, you know, that we are destroying the planet, and of course we are, but there are these kind of against the trend movements, like the what we've just been talking about a while. But that must also present with a certain amount of challenge, because the more wild creatures that are moving into or taking residence in these places, they come into contact with dogs and people and other things, and they get into trouble. And then that's where Lindy swoops in and then takes it from there to you. So what is the process if one comes across an injured creature that needs assistance?
So basically we've got depots, and we've got wildlife rescue here in Ballito that assist us, and they will be able to be first responders to rescue the animals, administer first care treatments, until we can get through to collect, or until they can come through to drop off at our facility. And then it depends on species. You know, some species can be quite quick. Things like mongoose, if they abandon baby mongoose, they take up to about 9 months. They usually overwinter with us, and then we develop a troop from all the orphan babies throughout that year, and then they get released on protected areas up in Zululand and on the south coast and other areas. And then it goes all the way to a species like a baboon, which is a six-year program to be able to develop the right troop structure, dynamics, etc., and then be able to release them also on large protected areas, just like we do with our vervet monkeys. We don't release them anywhere near human habitation. We find massive protected areas, north coast and south coast, where they then go into a two-week process of being in a cage on the reserve that they're going to acclimatize to that, and then after that they'll be released to live the life that they deserve in the wild.
And how you fund Because it must be an expensive exercise.
It is incredibly expensive. So we are totally non-funded by the government. We are an NPO that relies on the generosity of the public, as well as corporate sponsors and other foundations to raise funds to keep our operations going. And it is a labor-intensive and capital-intensive operation. We have between 300 and 600 animals on our property at any given time. And, you know, just for example, some of the milk formulas that we go through, we'll spend anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 rand on a week just on the milk formulas for certain babies that we're raising.
So where does your we post-Victorian education is very impolite to talk about money. We don't talk, but you have to. Where does your money come from?
So we do have our Guardians, which is a monthly donation. That's one of the focus points that we've been working on for the last while. It's as little as 50 Rand per month, and you know every little bit counts, and the target there is to be able to cover a portion of the operational costs. We also have an international volunteer program that when fully booked can generate up to 50% of our overheads.
How does that work?
So basically we have an internship program as well as just a normal voluntary program, and local volunteers there's no cost, but for our international volunteers that actually stay on property, we provide them with food, Wi-Fi, and in certain cases for our interns, we give them the work experience that they need to go out into to the real world once they've finished their studies. And they pay us a fee for that, for the accommodation and for staying with us. We've got two volunteers at the moment that are studying veterinary sciences. They're with us for 5 months. We've got another student that's from Holland that's studying environmental education. She's with us for 6 months. So that does generate a bit of our income. And then we also have an educational program that's very important to us. We revamped it in the 2015. Since then, we've reached over 170,000 learners. The majority of the schools we actually get grants for, so we do free educational programs for them, the rural schools. But there are other schools that are more advantaged that also we charge a small fee to come through and provide education on environmental education to help them with the curriculums.
And if there's anyone listening to this that has a passion for creatures, great and small, and would like to be closely associated with you, is there a mechanism where they can contact you through?
Yes, 100%. So we've got our website where you can find out all the information about Crow, different ways to help us in terms of goods in kind, volunteering, once-off donations, which is www.crowkzn.co.za. Alternatively, you can also look at our social media pages, which is crowkzn.co.za, both on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And you're also welcome to just call our offices on 031-462-1127. You can speak to our lovely lady at reception, Terry, and she'll give you all the information you need.
And you're very active in KZN, but I think also across the entire country, the Crow is represented. Is that not so?
Well, we were the first and only wildlife rehabilitation center in the country back in 1977. But we have joined an organization which was established together with us in 2021 called CORE, which stands for the Coalition for Rehabilitation Expertise. And it's all of the rehabilitation centers around the country that are NSPCA accredited that have joined that group. And so we collaborate in terms of knowledge of certain species. If there's a rescue that gets called in for us in Johannesburg, we'll refer to the closest wildlife rehab in Johannesburg. So we network throughout the country.
And I think it's terribly important for people that, because, you know, it's wonderful to see the goodness and kindness that is in almost everyone, in fact. It never ceases to amaze me how people want to help, particularly things like little birds. And often they're doing more harm than good, but their intention is good. I think the message needs to be, you're not alone in your attempts and desire to rescue vulnerable creatures, and you definitely don't want to do harm through simply not knowing. Don't take it on your independently on your own shoulders, because help is at hand, and through Crow you'll find the support that you need, and mostly it's generally how to keep the little creature safe until you can get it to a place where they can really, with expertise, can then go about trying to, and it's not always possible to rescue every single one, but it's like the starfish on the beach, isn't it, really? It makes a difference to each one that is rescued, and ultimately makes a difference to the world. And I think in that sense, gives you a feeling of being part of that agency for good. And hell, that makes you feel marvelous, which is, I'm sure, why you do what you do. And on the North Coast, in the Bolito region, Lindy, you are fully now engaged in doing exactly what we've been discussing.
Yes, yes, Dave. And it's taking off. It's really busy. And I think people are just aware that there is help now, so that they are calling it in more than what they used to. So that's been a good help.
I would like to suggest that anyone that wants to, in the greater Bolito area, chat with you to find out how they can either join you or help you or in any way become associated or involved. Is there a website that you operate under?
We do have a website. We are still busy working on it, so it's not complete, but yes, we do have a website. It's www.wildliferescuesa.org. And either that or they can call me on my number. We'll put them onto our volunteer group. So we have a volunteer group and we have a rescue group, depending where they want to fit in. So that we would be, the volunteer group includes fundraising.
Well, as yesterday there was an incident where a troop of monkeys rushed across Bolito Drive and a minibus taxi came hurtling. Everyone else had stopped, but not the minibus taxi, because they don't, you know. I mean, I'm sounding a bit like a grumpy old man, but I kind of, in this case, am. And it literally plowed right through the center of this lot, knocked one for a six. And sure. I called Lindy, and she was out there like a shot. I don't know whether there was any follow-up from that.
No, Dave. I did go out and look. I did find the troop. I sat with them for quite a while to see if there were any injuries. So he may have been concussed and moved on with the troop, or he may be injured and lying somewhere to recover or not. And hopefully, if that's the case, somebody will spot him and we'll be able to still get to him. There is an awareness in the area, so the people that do know the troops in the area are keeping an eye out.
And it's wonderful that what you say is as it is, because there are people that care across the greater Bolito area, coordinated by Lindy and her team. And if you come across any situation where help is needed, there is that singular point of contact. It's Lindy Elms and her team from Wildlife Rescue. We'll be putting this up as a podcast very shortly, so you don't have to remember numbers and email addresses and things. It's always very difficult, particularly if you're in the traffic and trying to write stuff down or remember. Give us the contact number again, and then obviously on listening on demand, you'll be able to refer to it.
It's 083-607-4498.
And that is the contact point that you will need to bang into your phone and keep on record, because you never know. One of these days, you're bound to encounter a situation where help is needed. And rather than feeling helpless, the good news is help is at hand. And thanks again to Lindy Elms and her wonderful team at Wildlife Rescue, and Clint Hackett Siddle. It's a wonderful surname, Clint.
Yeah.
It really took me a little bit of, you know, getting ahead around it, but it is. You'll never forget it once you've heard it. more strength to you and the Crow team, and thank you for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
And The Morning Show continues.